Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Good morning, Kelly Kay.
Hello.
All right, well, let's just get this out of the way right now, because last night, the MTV VMAs, all of the speculation, wonderment, and innuendo happened when Nicki Minaj awkwardly got on stage and announced,
"This is an iconic moment, so let's be quiet real for 1 second. For the first time ever, back together in like a decade, make some noise for NSYNC."
There it is. Yep.
No, they're going bonkers.
Over 20 years ago, we were just kids when we won Best Pop Video for Bye Bye Bye.
Yes.
Yes, Jesse. Yes, yes, JC.
It was our first VMA, and it meant the world to us. That award validated our hard work and...
But one thing remains constant. A creative, boundary-pushing video leaves a lasting mark for decades.
I mean, decades and decades. The boys, they had taken a little selfie in the elevator on the way up, and they were like, when five guys walk into an elevator and everybody was like...
I've been hurt.
Oh, they're back.
Yeah.
Yes. And so then they announced the winner of the Best Pop Music Video recipient.
Best Pop.
And the VMA goes to the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I mean, she rolls up, and first of all, her reaction to just NSYNC coming out was magical.
She was losing her mind. Yeah.
Yeah. It was what everybody in America was feeling at that moment. And she comes up, and she's like, and you know, I have to think Taylor may know something, and maybe she's just playing this part, but she does it so well.
I had your dolls. I like. What, like, are you doing something? What's going to happen now?
I know, she's like, listen, you guys aren't just getting up on stage at the VMAs to announce this and not have something in the works, right?
Right, and she's kind of like just immediately forgets that she just won an award and just be like, tell everybody what they want to hear. Like, we want to know what's happening. Why are you here? Why are you here?
What are you, there's something they're going to do something, and I need to know what it is.
She's
we
like,
all do.
What are
we
they
all
doing?
Do. Yes.
You guys are, you're pop personified, so to receive this from your golden pop hands is too much. Thank you for the friendship bracelets.
Lance gave her friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
Given her friendship bracelets, almost like he knew she was going to win, or they had a peek at who was going to win, and anyways, gave her some friendship bracelets. But yeah, VMAs last night. And NSYNC reunites, of course, right after that. The commercial they go to is Trolls, the Trolls
World
movie.
Trolls World Tour.
Yeah, the Tour. Trolls yep. movie teaser mm-hmm. for the movie yep. coming up. So, I mean,
Trolls band together. That's a new one.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. The stars are lined too much for this not to be a moment.
I know. So listen, like, all right. I'm just trying to think of what next award show they could actually then perform the song that's going to be on the soundtrack for that movie.
It would be what, the American Music Awards? That usually comes up in November, I want to say, right?
Okay, so that could be if it's like...
The AMAs?
Nominated for, yeah, if it's nominated
for. Well, even
for
if they're not, I mean, even if they're not nominated, I mean, they could do a performance at the AMAs coming up, if that is a thing. Now, if, you know, who knows? They could be up for not only a Grammy, but they could be up for an Oscar because
yes.
it's now in movies.
Oh, wouldn't that be the best thing for Chris Kirkpatrick?
He'd have to get time off work. he'd have to ask his boss for some time
they
off.
They might let it slide if he's going to potentially get an Oscar. That would be amazing.
I mean, look, you know, I think every...
Who am I kidding? An Oscar for everybody would be amazing.
Right. Now, it was funny because we were watching this last night, and my wife's like, okay, who's the guy in the light blue suit? And so I had to go, I was like, all right, left to right. This one is Joey Fatone. That one's obviously Lance Bass, then Justin Timberlake. That is J.C. Chassé. That's Chris Kirkpatrick. Well, yeah. Obviously the people you know in NSYNC, the is Justin Timberlake, and probably you recognize Lance Bass, maybe Joey Fatone, but then the other two, you kind of maybe,
what?
If you're not an NSYNC aficionado, you may be getting them mixed up with some Backstreet
Come
Boys. Maybe you're like, all right, is that like a Nick Lachey, or is that a Nick Carter, or someone like that? Or is
anyways. You know all of their names if you're a mega fan. And JC was one of the lead singers back there with Justin. Okay. Okay.
Well, again,
he had shorter hair.
Again, he's not been doing much lately. So, you know, this would be.
I think he was a judge on, like, So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay. Again, he's not been doing much.
He's been doing behind the scenes work.
So yeah, last night MTV VMAs, it was a long show. That was the big moment. There was the NSYNC reunion,
and that's how they started, right? That was the first award.
That was the first award. Yes, yeah. They had several like performances leading up to the Olivia Rodrigo performance. It kind of looked like there might have been some technical difficulties, like a stage malfunction or something. But then the curtains closed, and then they opened again, and then she started performing again. So it almost looked like it was awkward, but it was meant to look awkward. So that was kind of weird. But yeah. Oh, and then real quick, Demi Lovato comes out, and you know how she's been redoing some of her old songs in a more rock sort of way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she rolls out to a full, basically rock band and performs a montage, but Heart Attack was the first one. I mean, she just sounded great. I mean, she's hitting those notes. So anyways, yeah, last night, the MTV VMAs there.
Well, and speaking of her, you might go on our website at WDJX.com and peruse the big pop star revealed on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, no relation, obviously.
Not at all.
All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story. There we go.
There it is. This woman's reaction to getting engaged went viral. So her name's Taylor. She met her boyfriend, Hasika, in college back in 2012, and he had this idea to set up an art gallery where they met at the college, and it kind of, featured moments that meant something in their relationship. So she knew the plan instantly as soon as she saw it. Couldn't contain her excitement in the most adorable way.
Aww.
They both get the giggles so much, like you don't know if he's going to be able to get it out. What he is going to get down on knee, and it's really, really a cute moment. You can see the video. We've posted it. It's just a really adorable reaction. Like she knows, like finally, they've been dating for a very long time. So it looks like it's been a long time coming. You can see it at WDJX.com.
Yesterday, the iPhone 15S was announced to the world there from Apple. You can pre-order them Friday. They'll be available on the 22nd. A couple of things from that announcement. They've got a better camera. Now, if you've got an iPhone now, you're going to need a new cable if you get this new iPhone.
Why? Why do they do that? It's so evil.
Now I'm going to say they're switching to the USB-C charging port, which C is very universal. You have laptops, you have headphones, you have a lot of other gadgets that use this C charging port. Apple is the only one that has their own exclusive charging port. But C is very universal, so they're going to switch to that, which I think is great because then you are able to not have to search for your own special charging cord.
Yes.
To charge it. So you may, so the point being, you may already have this cord in your possession.
Are they going to do that from now on, though, for all their products?
Well, I would imagine they're not going to just make the iPhone 15 a C charging and then have everything else go back. But along with a new phone, there's this feature where they have a like a location feature where it will directly guide you with like arrows to someone who shares their location with you. So like if you're in a crowded area, like at a concert or, a festival or something, you can select this. And if they've shared their location with you, it will direct you via arrows and feet, like 20 feet ahead, you know, to your right, you know. And so you can literally go to the area that their phone is, you know, assuming that they have their phone on them. But who doesn't?
Got it. Okay. They said Hunter said their laptops have already switched. Okay. All right.
Switched to the C?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The C charging is, like I said, that's a universal charging port. And most electronics already have those. So it's nice to see Apple adopting that on their phones. So anyways, there's, you know, more space, more storage space, better camera, and a few other features like that. But yeah, the iPhone 15, you can pre-order starting Friday. You can actually order it starting the 22nd. There you go. If you're a nut for that sort of stuff, you're welcome.
At the Ben and Kelly Show.com, Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So this one is from Sarah. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need you to get my brother with the phone tap.
Okay.
Seems to find it impossible to cook for himself and orders out for his meals basically every single day. He claims that it's all he has time for. I'm hoping that you guys can come up with a little phone tap, have a little fun with him.
So yeah, her brother, Marshall, he's having to be investigated by William Hassenpepper, who works at his apartment complex. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Marshall?
Yes, it is.
Marshall, hi. William Hassenpepper from the landlord's office. Can I just steal a little moment of your time?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Well, we've actually gotten a few complaints from your neighbors, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
Complaints about what?
Well, Marshall, they're just a little nervous because there are a bunch of people coming by your unit like every night.
Okay, well, why does that make them nervous?
Well, they don't stay very long and they're just seem like they're dropping something off.
Well, they probably are dropping something off.
Right, they mentioned that they usually bring a bag that they give you.
Okay, yeah, that's just delivery people.
Right, we understand that they're delivering something, and there are reports of money changing hands. Marshall, you know we have a zero drug tolerance here, right?
Oh.
It's just for takeout. I order out a lot.
All right, well, what about the smells? Your neighbors through the shared walls says he smells some pretty weird stuff coming out of your place.
Yeah, like I said, it's food. The dish I get, sometimes from the Chinese place smells pretty strong, you know, probably curry.
Right. Curry. Hard to know what meth is if you never smelled it.
Oh.
I wouldn't know.
Look, I get it. We just want to be sure, you know, living in a close community, we all have to make sure we get along.
And we do. Look, I'm telling you that I'm not a drug dealer or user or whatever they think I am. I get a lot of food delivered, that's all.
Okay, would it be possible when the delivery comes for you just to pull whatever it is in the bag out while your door is still open?
You can't be serious.
Look, it would ease a lot of minds. Maybe take a bite of whatever it is, you know, say something like, oh, man, you guys make the best tacos or whatever. You know, just loud enough so people peering through their curtains can hear it.
Wow. You know what? Sure. I will do it next time, but just once. You know, I can't believe this.
All right, that'd be good. That'd help out a lot. Maybe denounce drugs, too, while you're at it. Say something like, who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?
Oh, my God.
You're out of your mind. Listen, I will take a bite in the doorway. That's it.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. And your sister did say that you were kind of touchy about this.
When did you talk to my sister?
Well, Marshall, when she wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a little phone tap.
No way. Oh, man. I've listened to you guys before. So stupid. I should have done something was up.
Who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?
Why have they not used that as a slogan?
As a slogan? Yeah, I know. That's right. There needs to be some taco place that adopts that.
I feel like that could be effective.
On record, hottest summer ever. So hard to really argue this message in this Setting the Bar story, which, by the way, if this is the first time you've ever heard a Setting the Bar story, these are what, Kelly?
These are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure, they have a little moral attached to them. So if you can manage to make it through the day without telling the motorist to go F yourself when you're a traffic sign, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a harsh message.
They didn't use just the letter. They used all four to spell it out. This happened in Houston as public works officials said they don't really know how an electronic construction sign came to display this message.
Well, somebody typed it. It didn't just make it up on its own.
Yeah, I was going to say the construction signs aren't AI yet. So it's not just generating this on its own.
It's not making up its own script.
Right. Here's ABC 13 summing up the story.
Did you see it? An electronic construction sign was apparently hacked in the Montrose area yesterday. Maybe you saw the sign there, corner Montrose and Westheimer. The first message says due to weather.
Yeah, that was the first message. Then it flips.
And the second, well, you can read it for yourself.
That was a clever way of putting that, so he didn't have to say it.
We blocked some of it out. Houston Public Works says it doesn't operate that sign.
Yeah, so they're like, yeah, we don't operate that. We don't know who did it.
And in fact, they can't find the owner. That's what they say. So a city inspector turned it off.
Yeah, so they basically were just like, okay, we're just going to go ahead and turn this off until we can figure out who is hacking into this.
They don't know who owns the sign. That's that, really?
Okay. It sounds like an excuse.
It does, a little.
I mean, it sounds
like, I feel as though those things are pretty well inventoried.
But I will say, not immune to being hacked, because there have been several over the years, in fact, including in Louisville, that have been hacked over the years. So if you can manage to make it through the day without telling the motorist to go blank yourself when you're a traffic sign.
I mean, it's almost the way you say that, it's almost like we're directing this story at the sign. But again, the sign's not a person. It's not alive.
Well, it's the person that's creating that. Sign. Exactly. Yes, that's what it's directed at.
Somebody did it.
A hacker.
We just apparently have no idea who.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. There you go. That's your State of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. I don't know if you ever received a bribe. All right. Well, wait. Maybe that sounds bad. but maybe you received a bribe to do well at something, like a little incentive to do something good. You know, it's like, hey, you know, if you do this. I mean, isn't that what, like, bonuses at work are?
Exactly. It's an incentive. I like that. That's a better sounding word than bribe.
It's an incentive. But incentive and bribe are their cousins, I would say.
Cousins?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I would say they're related, right? So I don't know. Kelly, have you ever been incentivized or I guess bribed to do good, maybe when you were younger or something like that? Like,
hey. No, I never was, but we incorporate that with our kids.
Bribes?
For sure.
All right.
Like, you know, we've even offered to pay our son, like, hey, listen, we'll pay you money if you get a rebound. Like for every rebound you get, you'll get like a couple bucks.
Yeah. So there you go. That I remember there's a famous scene in this Adam Sandler movie where, it's where he plays the chef. The name of the movie escapes me, but it's one of his more serious roles, not a comedic role. But he tells his niece, he's like, hey, I'll pay you a quarter for each seashell you find. and she's out on the beach literally all day.
Yes. And, well, and, you know what? That's giving her a job and then payment for the job.
Yeah.
So,
and brings back like bags and bags full of seashells.
And, so and then he's all like, oh, crap.
He's like, it's like hundreds of dollars. Right. Hundreds of dollars. So anyway, Sonia is kind of in this whole, is it a bribe? Is it an incentive? With her son, her 10-year-old son, who has started the school year out a little poorly, and her husband has a different thought on it, okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that real quick after Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo, this group therapy, on the way.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sonia wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, quick question for you and your listeners. Do you or has anyone incentivized their kid to get good grades?
Okay.
My son's grades are below average. Me and my husband are trying to think of ways to motivate him. So I was thinking about when I was in school and my parents said I could get a new bike if I maintained an A average.
All right.
That motivated me and I did it. Well, I want to reward him with a new game console at the end of the year if he maintains a B average. I think he can do it, but my husband disagrees and says it's his responsibility to maintain the B average anyway, and we shouldn't bribe him to perform well in school. I just think it's positive motivation. So what do you guys think? Yeah. Thanks so much. Team incentivize, 100%.
Yeah, if that's going to make him think, all right, well, especially that's delayed gratification, that's for sure. And that's one thing that is hard in this day and age to have any delayed gratification. When you work towards something and you earn it, right?
Exactly. I think that's a good lesson in and of itself is when you, if you want something, set a goal, work hard and earn it.
I remember.
And that's a really good lesson to learn.
So back when I was, like in school, I remember my dad, I wanted a new pair of baseball cleats. I was playing baseball and I needed some cleats, and so he was like, yeah, all right, I'll get you a new pair of cleats. So he bought them, and he left them in the box and put them on top of the fridge. And so underneath on the fridge, there was my chore chart. And so I had to basically earn the money to pay for those shoes and work off those shoes. The shoes were right in front of me, so it was like a tangible item that I could see, all right, as soon as I get one of this, then I can have those. And sure enough, you know, that's what happened. So, I mean, I would almost go so far as to say, well, if you get the game console early, then you might be tempted to give it to him before the end of the year.
Yeah, I would say no. You gotta, you know, put a picture, like print out a picture of
maybe,
it.
Maybe
put it
that
on a cork board, something like that, like a dream board. We've done that as a family before. We've kind of come up with family goals and made a dream board, and those are the things that we kind of work towards. And then it's really fun when you get to check it off. Like, we did that. We accomplished that goal.
Now, there are several people who are kind of on the side of the husband saying, hey, why are we rewarding expected behavior? Yeah, that's true. I mean, you go to school, you're supposed to do well, you know?
I see that perspective. But then again, like you mentioned, on the job, you can have, like, you know, we get bonuses if we happen to do well. If our show does well, then we get rewarded, and that's kind of motivation to show up every day and not suck. Right?
Some days easier than others.
Right. But I don't see anything wrong. Like, even in the workforce, there is going to be, you know, ways to motivate people. A lot of people get bonus structures or, you know, ways to be incentivized at work based on performance. It motivates you to do a much better job.
So is this an incentive or a bribe? Because her husband is using bribe.
She's
saying incentive. So it's two different terms.
Exactly. It's an incentive. It's setting a goal and having him work towards achieving it. You're not just giving him a game console and saying, well,
hey,
hopefully
we hope
you're
you
going to get
well.
Your grades are going to get better.
Right.
So you're making him earn it. I don't see a problem with that. I think that whatever it's going to take to motivate them to learn how to learn the value of something, and you're learning the value of hard work.
So I want to know, what was the biggest incentive when you were, or a bribe, maybe when you were littler, to do something that your parents tossed in front of you. All right.
I mean, you know what? We give allowance for kids, you know, completing chores, which I think a lot of people may look at that saying, well, no, you're just supposed to help out around the house. That's just what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. You know, we tried to do the allowance and chore thing and then stopped. And then it was just like, okay, you have chores. And I was like, hey, you know what, economy, man, you know, it's
right.
We're gonna stop paying you, but
we're cutting back, we're making some downsizing,
right? So, but yeah, I mean, chores and being a part of the household, that was just a thing in our family
that we
just expected. So,
yeah, you can earn commissions if you go above and beyond and do extra things. Outside of the normal, you know, keeping your room clean, doing your laundry, that kind of stuff.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. At least Kelly and I are saying, I think the incentive is a good idea. There are some that are kind of on the other side of the fence of that. But so Sonia says her 10-year-old son started the school year out a little shaky. So she is proposing rewarding him with a new game console at the end of the year. All you have to do is keep a B average. And her husband's like, yeah, you know what? I don't like that because this is something he should already be doing.
Well, he says it's bribing. Yeah. And yeah. I think the word might be a hang up for a lot of us. And we call it an incentive versus a bribe. Elena says if good grades are not intrinsically motivated, there is no motivation. But then she says, as a registered behavior technician, I think it would be much more effective if she has smaller rewards than if he earns all these small rewards within the school year than maybe the game console at the end of the year.
Oh,
so there's a couple of ways to think about it, like one big reward, or do you do lots of small rewards?
Yeah,
for
I mean
every smaller goal that he reaches.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a you could see it as a more achievable goals to set throughout the year. Like, all right, at the end of this quarter, if you have this, then you get this towards this, or, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Exactly. Jessica says, my son is 15 and a sophomore, and although I haven't necessarily provided the incentive, each of his sets of grandparents have always offered him $10 for every A at the end of each semester. And the kid has had straight A's almost his entire school life now.
I think
it's good because it shows them that they can really do it if they try. It's not necessarily an incentive to get good grades. It's an incentive to get him to try his hardest, to show him how well he can do when he tries hard and works hard. Nothing comes easy in life, so I think it's a good life lesson that you have to work for what you want.
Jasmine.
So it's an incentive, and I do the same with my kids.
Okay.
And my parents did it with me. Of course, they put a car out there and had to buy me a car. So.
Oh, that's a big incentive.
So what did you have to do to get the car?
I had to be on the dean's list for 4 semesters in a row.
Oh, that is a long-term goal. That takes a lot of hard work. So did that leave an impression on you as far as like knowing the value of that car because you worked hard for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking some people are missing, is that another lesson could be learned there in the value of learning how to work hard and achieve your goals.
Yeah, my 9-year-old started out a little shaky in 4th grade this year, too. And
so you offered a car to your 9-year-old?
No, he wants a bike.
Okay.
All good. So. All right, Jasmine, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
I love you. Hey, so what did... What is your take with your son?
I'm paying my son $600 to get all A's. He's in 8th grade.
Wow!
So how did you come up with the value?
That's a good question. I originally was going to be 5, but I just upped it. I think by subject.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Like $100 a subject, something like that?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, your son's like, you know what? 500 sounds good, but you know what would be better?
600. Let's make it an even 100 per course.
Let's make it even 100 per course. Yeah, there you go.
Now, Missy says, why reward expected behavior? Now, but we had mentioned, you know, hey, in the work world, you can get bonuses for, you know, good performance. And she says about that, technically, if you don't perform well, you let go. However, if you meet and exceed expectations, then you may be rewarded with a bonus or a raise, but you're definitely maintaining employment.
How many of a certain age remember the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut for reading over the summer?
Me.
Oh my gosh, that was incentive.
Yes.
You walk in with that little coupon in your hot little hand going, you know what, I'm going to get me four slices of this personal pan pizza.
It's all mine.
Yep. Pepperoni, let's go.
Yes.
So anyways, all right. Well, hey, Sonia, I hope you have plenty of ways to look at that. I think a lot of us are saying, you know what, that's not necessarily a bad incentive. And maybe there is some conversation that you can have with your husband to kind of like get him on team. Hey, let's try this and see if it works for our son. So
I think it's worth an experiment just to see if it does work. Then it kind of shows it, okay, this might be a good formula for success. Elena did say that studies show that positive reinforcement has a much higher effect in reinforcing the behavior than punishment does. Because then I was like, well, do you do the opposite then? And like, say, if you don't maintain your grades, you lose privileges. And, you know, the positive,
yeah, it's more positive reinforcement.
Is a better way to go.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game. I don't even know what we're calling this. Like pop piano, something like that? I don't know.
Pop on piano?
Sure.
I think is what we called it?
Yeah, sure. We'll call that pop on piano. Let's say hi to Megan calling us from New Albany. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Megan's got blonde hair, drives a black Subaru, works with kids with autism. She's on maternity leave currently, so congratulations. And is engaged. We're hearing her 2-year-old as well, right there, Megan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's fun. So how... Aw, so many questions.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I love it. How did you and your fiancé meet?
We actually met through a mutual friend, through actually my son's daycare, person that runs his daycare.
Oh. So.
Oh, well, that's organic.
That
I
is
like
organic.
That.
Yeah. Sometimes those relationships are just, those tend to work out where it's like, hey, you know what?
It's pure.
I know someone who you're going to love, you're going to vibe with, and there you go. So, very good. All right, so... Megan, we're going to play you a song on a piano. Now, this is be a song that you've heard on DJX probably thousands of times, all right? So, like, yesterday we gave you... This is an example. That, of course, you know, would be Harry Styles, as it was.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, right. Yeah, you were going to say that, I'm sure.
So that's the idea.
Well, I played yesterday in my car, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
All right, very good. All right, so you ready for yours?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Pop piano, name that tune.
Gosh.
Played it and sent it just incessantly.
Oh my goodness.
Now you can tag Kelly in one time.
Is it? Oh.
Put me in, coach. I know.
I don't even know. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, Megan. All right, we're gonna.
I think it's better to do,
what are windows made out of?
By the way, our text line is erupting.
I know this one. is it Heat Wave?
Heat Wave!
Yes! Yes! My glass animal.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Well done.
I thought we were going to get through the entire song.
I know. That was good. I was like, wow, all right.
I knew you knew it. I knew you did.
I know. All right.
I was singing it. I was like, I know this song.
Sometimes you have to, and then it's the hope that they actually say the name of the song in the song.
I know, right? All right, Megan, here we go. One for one. Here's your next one.
levitating.
Yes! Levitating!
I'm like, once it gets to the chorus, I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yes, yep. Yes, very good. Levitating. Yes. All right, Dua Lipa there. Yep. Okay, we're going to do one more. One, I know, you're already sweating. I can see the pit stains.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, I'm exhausted too.
You're doing well, though. 2 for 2. I mean, it's taking you like 15 minutes for each one, but, you know, you're getting there eventually.
If you need to repeat the song over and over again, it's totally fine.
There you go. Okay. All right. Last one, Megan. Identify this song based on only its piano. Swearing.
I know.
Okay. Do you want to tag someone in?
Tag me in.
Okay. Kelly, tagging you in.
Thank you. Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer.
There it is. Taylor Swift.
My stepdaughter would be so mad at me if I didn't know that one. I'm not telling her.
There are plenty of people who are so mad at you right now, Megan. You do not know.
Difficult.
Yeah,
it is harder than you think it's gonna be. Yeah,
it's all good.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, I was singing it too, and I was like, why can I not get this?
There you go.
You just needed Ben to sing it. That's it.
That's what you needed. Megan,
that's what I needed. Ben, come on.
Megan, we are going to hook you up. Congratulations. You got yourself those tickets. So there you go. Congratulations. Yay!
Awesome. That's great.
It was so funny because yesterday I was telling my fiance, because he's 6.5 years older than me, and I was like, I want to go see Fall Out Boy. He goes, why? I go, I love Fall Out Boy. And he goes,
why?
I thought that was before your time, and I was like, "Excuse me."
Oh, you did the head bob and the arm and the little index finger. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm all about you.
All right. Well, hey, that's congratulations, great. Megan. Hang on the line another quick second. Congratulations on your new baby and your engagement and all that fun stuff.
Oh, enjoy maternity leave too. Yes.
Yes. All right. Hang on a sec. It is harder when you are in the hot seat. Bethany texts in with all caps. Geez, where do you find these people?
Listen, Bethany.
They call
judgy,
us Bethany.
Judgy, it is harder when you are actually the one playing.
All right, we're going to do it again tomorrow. Fall Out Boy tickets here on 99.7 DJX. Okay, Audra, what happened? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there. So, funny message you sent us. Thank you for allowing us to chat with you about it. So explain it to us.
Okay, so a little while back, my mom thought she had broken her ankle.
Uh-huh.
And while we're in the ER waiting for the x-ray results, I commented on how smooth her legs were.
Oh.
And she looked embarrassed and admitted that despite being in so much pain, she shaved her legs before we came to the ER.
Oh. She prepared for the visit.
Yeah, and she changed her toenails.
Wait. So she's in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Broke her ankle, but has the forethought to think, you know what, before I go to the hospital, I need to make sure that I look good.
Yeah. I mean, like, why would she even think about that? Like, why did she think anyone would care? I mean, who does that? I mean, when I was a kid and she would have a cleaning service attempt, she would, like, clean the house before we got there. So, you know, that's her personality. But.
Yep.
Does anybody else do this?
Me.
I know my mom used to do the same thing. She at one point had a cleaning service at her house, and she would go through the house and clean everything before the cleaning service came. And it's like defeats the purpose, right?
Well, I think so, but
I mean, my mom did it too. Maybe we could set up a play date.
That is funny. I've always heard of the thing where it's like, hey, make sure your underwear is clean in case you get in an accident. You want to make sure that you've got clean underwear. Yeah. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. That would be my mom for sure.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Well, Audra, thank you for letting us chat with you. Where is somewhere else where you would go where you'd want to look good and sexy and put together when it's not a normal place like the ER? That's funny. Your mom's a funny person. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you.
Now, I wouldn't say she was trying to look sexy. She was just trying to, like, look presentable. And that's
how do
kind
you
of...
know she wasn't trying to look sexy? There could have been some doctors or ER docs in there where she's like, you know what?
Okay, maybe.
She's not with her husband anymore and you know.
More than anything, I think we just want to make sure that we're not making them go, oh. Oh, she needs to take care of that a little bit more. Like, that's kind of the level that I'm making sure that anytime I've had to go in because I'm sick or whatever, I comb my hair.
You try to make it look like you're not sick?
I have cute sweats on, not more like, you know, lounging around, no one's going to see me sweats. You try to look a little presentable, right? Just a little. Right? So, like, every day, even if we're not going anywhere, I'm still getting a little presentable so that if something like that comes up and you end up having to take your kid to the ER or whatever the day may bring, you'll be ready to be able to go.
Has anyone made it worse by getting themselves ready instead of just dropping what you were doing and going and doing what you needed to do? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, like you took too much time.
Yeah, you took too much time and something else happened or condition worsened or you got more sick or whatever else happened. Because I would imagine there's plenty of people who work in the medical industry, you know, in ERs and hospitals and stuff that see this all the time.
I will say this. There was one time where I did not do that. And it was just because I was so sick. So my husband and I, this is like a couple of weeks before we got married. He gets food poisoning, ends up like passed out on the floor of the bathroom in the ER. Like he was bad. And then exactly a week later, this was a Sunday night, exactly a week later, I'm the one that's in there puking up a storm. And I was in the shower when it hit me. Everything is exploding from everywhere it can't explode from. I'm in a bad way. So I just got clothes on and put a bucket in the car, all the things, and got it to the exact same ER. Same staff. We're all like, hey, we're back.
Right.
Same couple. That was our initiation to For Better or For Worse.
There you go. Ashley texted in and said, my stepdad was having a possible heart attack.
Oh, gosh.
My mom had to do her hair and makeup before she took him to the ER. He was fine, but he never let her forget about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, listen, I understand.
Hang on, honey.
I understand that your arm's just going numb and you're...
Sit down. Give me 15 minutes.
Give me just 15 minutes. I just got to do my hair and put makeup on real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Because if you do happen to die, I just want to make sure that there are some attractive-looking doctors there in the ER that can help.
Stop. That is not what she was doing. That's so awful.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, if you've got any fun stories about that, you can feel free to call or text 502-795-1997. You know, finding love is a difficult thing. That's why every single week we scour the internet to try to find these people who just need that little extra help.
We spend hours and hours mining through the darkest corners of the internet so you don't have to.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this one is titled To the Girl Who Was Making Eyes at Me Today on the Bus, Man for Woman.
Oh, I feel like this happens a lot. Love blooms on buses quite a bit.
I saw you making eyes at me today on the bus. Thanks. It was a big boost to my self-esteem while I was on my way to get a haircut.
Oh, right.
In fact, your amorous glances almost made me second-guess my intentions.
Oh, maybe I don't need it. I'm too hot already.
I am not particularly outgoing individual when it comes to flirtation, but I do know when to take a hint. Eye making is a big indicator that I should try to start a conversation.
Yeah, that's an open door.
Here's the problem. You were listening to music.
Oh, dang it. That's a strongly worded message to not talk to me.
The tiny white iPod earbuds that were filling your head with tunes also served as an iron curtain between you making eyes at me and me starting a conversation.
Yeah, shut it down.
Now, my first instinct was to guess that maybe you were not actually making eyes, but instead looking at me because I had a booger.
Oh.
Well, I will have you know that upon arriving at the haircutter's, I went into the bathroom and discovered a boogerless under nostril area.
Okay, we're good. All right.
Furthermore, I could detect no glaring physical imperfections that would have caught your attention, especially from four seats away and across the aisle.
We're good. You're just attractive.
Yeah, this leads me to believe that you were, in fact, making eyes at me today on the bus.
Yes.
So why, my friend, would you pursue making eyes at me today on the bus while still listening to your music?
Very confusing.
Are you also a shy flirter? If so, then I would say that we have something in common. In fact, we probably could have talked about how shy we are when it comes to flirting, but as I have already stressed, conversation was impossible as you were listening to music.
This is much.
Maybe you were trying to idealize me into yourself. Maybe you thought that by speaking to me, you would shatter the perfect picture you had painted in your head. Well, listen. Wow. I'm not perfect, but neither are you.
Okay. Oh, this is starting to turn.
I mean, can't two people just talk to one another and get to know each other and see where life takes them instead of being too afraid to pursue something for the fear that it might not work out?
He's starting to get upset. I sense it.
He continues.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking. A house with a white picket fence, three kids, wow, a dog, and a green Prius in the driveway.
Wait a second. He made up an entire lifetime together, all from a glance.
Hey, that sounds great. It sounds safe, pleasant, and enjoyable. But I'm 21, and I'm not ready to settle down yet. I got dreams and plans, and I just can't throw them all away for you.
Wait a second. Are we breaking up already?
Wow. He concludes.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
We had a moment back there.
Okay.
But that is now in the past. Another time, another place. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we could make things work. But right now, I need to be on my own, man.
Okay.
I need to travel, adventure, sow my wild oats. So I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
But things just aren't going to work out. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time?
Maybe next time you make eyes at me on the bus, you would do it free-eared.
Oh.
Then and only then, we can see where life takes us.
Maybe then you might get that picket fence dog and Prius.
From Tom.
Maybe. Okay. Wow. Tom went many places.
Yeah, Tom took us on
head.
An adventure. Yep.
He did. He played that all out, and then they broke up, and now it's done, and he's sowing his wild oats again because he's 21. Got it. Wow.
Craigslist missed connections.
That was much. I feel like this could be along the same lines because the title is Let's Get Married Tomorrow.
Okay.
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 Woman for man. I needed to renew my license and you were working behind the counter when you called my number, 57.
Oh, hey, 57.
My heart stopped when I saw how gorgeous, yet unassuming you were with your glasses, combed hair, and smelling of Old Spice and tacos. Delicious. You and I exchanged glances, and I paid my registration and left.
Oh.
But not before you made a little joke about seeing me later.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember anything else because I was transfixed and decided tomorrow I want to get married.
Married?
Yes.
Okay.
To you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm attractive, not a psycho, not completely. Winky face. I have a job, a car, you know that.
Uh-huh.
And my own place. I'm very independent, and I've never wanted to get married.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
But life is pretty boring right now, and I feel like if I got married, at least that's something exciting, right?
Right.
So, you're probably wondering, if I'm all these great things, why don't you have a man?
Right?
I do get asked that every time I go on a first date.
Oh.
The truth is, once I get too close with the man, I lose interest, stupidly.
Oh.
But I figure if I'm married to you, that means A, you're as spontaneous as I am, and B, I can't just walk away.
Okay.
Sure. Anyone should be allowed to get married to who they choose and get married for whatever reasons they choose. So what if I choose to marry a stranger who I only met for a few minutes while renewing my registration? Because you are who I'm looking for.
Wow. Wow.
So are you crazy enough to take a chance and marry the stranger who you obviously had an affection for at the county clerk's office?
You mean by saying see you later?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, she knew what he meant. See you later tomorrow when we get married. That's right. What he meant.
Right. Right.
If so, great, me too. I'm sure you can whip up a marriage license there. Hit me up. Let's make a beautiful life together.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to say 0 out of 0. I mean, there's no way either one of them are going to work out.
Well, Tom is busy sowing his wild oats, I feel like.
He's got
life
to live.
Like, the ship has sailed in his mind.
He's
like,
not ready.
Right. But she's obviously ready to go. Yeah. She's ready to lock herself in to marriage, right, so she can't run away.
All right. Well, hey, we hope... As we say every single week, we hope these people can find their love.
Craigslist missed connection.
So we were talking with Audra a little while ago about the fact that her mom broke her ankle and before she went to the ER, she shaved her legs, did her makeup, did all that. And we were all just kind of like, oh my gosh. And she was like, who does that? And then, you know.
Well, I do. I get a little presentable before. I usually do it at the beginning of every day just in case something like that ends up happening. And you don't, you know, have the time to take to do the sprucing up. But before I had both my kids, I knew it was scheduled C-sections, so I could take a shower, do the makeup, have some cute hair for the pictures.
Yeah, boom. Got several texts from listeners. One, listening to how the lady shaved her legs before going to the ER. Now, while in labor, I did a full girl shower where I shaved, exfoliated, and then painted my nails. Barely made it to the hospital before my daughter was born. My husband almost killed me. Something about the thought of having prickly legs while giving birth just mortified me. Chase said, when my wife was in full-blown labor, she had to do her hair and makeup before she would go to the hospital, screaming from contractions, still applying mascara and trying to straighten her hair.
Absolutely. Because, again, still got to look cute.
What in the world?
There's a lot going on, but
yeah,
still.
I mean, there's a lot of these pregnancy stories. Like Tiffany said, imagine 3 a.m, you're pregnant, your water breaks.
Oh, gosh.
But you don't know it was your water that broke because it didn't happen with your first kid. So, So I decide to jump in the shower, get out, do my makeup, do my hair.
She said I wake up my fiancé at the time, told him I thought I peed on him.
Right, right. Well, his fiancé is trying to rush her out to the car. Then she says she realizes she can't eat when she gets there. So she makes him stop by McDonald's and the gas station. And so she eats her breakfast before going in. And she ended up signing into the hospital at 5 o'clock, 2 hours later.
Well, you know, once she got there and she looked
cute. She got
cute
there, yeah.
Because she took the time to spruce herself up a little bit.
And then we get a message from a local general surgeon.
Oh, gosh.
Who just says, I would recommend anyone headed to the ER, wash your belly button before going to the hospital.
What?
If you wind up getting emergency surgery, say for an appendicitis or a sick gallbladder, your belly button will be cleaned out. And we will judge you if there is disgusting gunk in there. Wow.
Oh, that is something I've never paid attention to.
Did everybody?
Maybe I need to start.
Did everybody just do a belly button check?
Because
I sure did.
Yep,
I sure did.
I think I'm okay.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Anyways, good note. Thank you.
Yeah, those are some good stories there on 99.7 DJX. By the way, we have a concert announcement coming up right around 10 o'clock. We don't get the glory of that. That befalls to Ryan Smetzer, who's on after us. So he'll give you the details. And then Emily will even have tickets for you to win this afternoon. So kind of a quick turnaround on that. Announcement coming up in about 40 minutes or so. And then tickets this afternoon and all week on 99.7 DJX. Because that's how we do it. We give away free concert tickets. That's what radio does. You know, you can get music anywhere. You can't get Ben and Kelly everywhere. You can get us here. And we also give you free stuff. So that's kind of fun.
But it's not a bribe. It's an incentive.
Yes, that is right? true. It is an incentive. We're incentivizing you to listen.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to a feel good.
Okay, so Frankie Floridia, which sounds like he should probably have his own TV show, right?
That sounds very TV character-like.
Works for Strong Island Animal Rescue. I mean, that should be a reality show, should it not? Strong Island Animal Rescue?
Sure.
Ended up putting in some serious OT to rescue a kitten from what seemed like an impossible location. And this operation was elaborate.
Kitten that was down a storm drain, 30 feet down, and it had some stuff on top of it obstructing clear view down and a clear way down to get the kitten. We had to use off-road vehicles to get through the trail and then go down probably about 2 miles into the woods.
On top of that, there was a massive concrete slab on the hole the kitten was in.
Probably about a 5,000-pound concrete slab, looked like a half of a sidewalk, and then a bunch of debris on top of that, like other chunks and big boulders and all types of stuff. We started using a 3-ton jack to lift the slab up.
After the jaws of life, they still couldn't catch the kitten.
Well, you know how life is. It's never that easy. We started to get the slab to move. We used the two poles and a net. The officer lowered it down. Kitten jumped right in it, and we were able to take him right up.
Yeah, I mean, so, of course, they go through all of that. I mean, jaws of life,
right.
Bobcat. They get this entire slab up, and the kitten's just like, nope, I'm not getting in your little basket.
He's like, what
Thanks,
are you doing
though.
Down here?
And then 10 hours. Yeah. Like, that is a lot of, I mean, and that kitten is not going to understand all of that effort that Frankie Floridia and the police and all the people that came out and helped out did. But hopefully the kitten's going to go on to live a nice, long, amazing life mm-hmm. and doesn't go back in there. Because wouldn't that be the worst?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? That was kind of cozy back in there. I'm going to go back down 30
That's
feet.
Right. That's
hanging
right.
out. Could see the story, and I, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and officially lodge a suggestion that they make a reality show out of Strong Island Animal Rescue and Frankie Floridia, because sounds like they've got some stuff that would make up a good TV show. You can see it at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. So this week we saw the return of the NFL. Right. And the return of like Monday Night Football and all that stuff. Now, there were some key things that that the storyline was surrounding. Right. One of them, one of the biggest ones. Well, there were two. One was that Joe Burrow is now the highest paid football player in the world.
Really? How much is he making?
A lot of money. And okay. then the other is that. You have Aaron Rodgers, who spent his entire career as a Green Bay Packer. He left, and he's now a New York Jet. And so now the Jets were taking on the Buffalo Bills, right? So this is now turning from a feel-good to a setting-the-bar story when you think you have a sure bet, and it turns the other way in 15 seconds.
Oh, what happened?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without racking up a bar tab because you thought the bar was actually buying your drinks... then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Like, Let you me... thought the bar was doing a promotion? You're all like, yes, I'm no. going to buy drinks for all my friends?
They were doing a promotion.
Okay.
Let me explain. So fans at this Wisconsin bar, the bar was offering to pay everyone's tab if Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lost.
Oh, so what you're telling me is they're a little bitter.
Wait, so hang on a second. No, so yeah, exactly. So they were like, hey, so Aaron Rodgers has to start the game and play the game, whatever. But the Jets and Aaron Rodgers has to lose, and if they lose, then you get your beers bought. Now, it was looking great because four plays in, Aaron Rodgers leaves the game with an Achilles injury, and he's out for the entire season. So now entire bar's like, oh my gosh, Aaron Rodgers is out. So
did they will that to happen? That's almost like a voodoo doll kind of a situation, right?
Right. So there's no way the Jets are going to win now because Aaron Rodgers is out. This is
that was their ace in the hole.
That was their ace in the hole. What is this backup quarterback going to beat the Bills? No way. So everybody starts cheersing, starts drinking, and yeah. Spears on the house. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
This,
oh no.
This news reporter was out at the bar because it turned into kind of a story, right? And was coming back from a taped bit when Aaron got injured. So everybody was cheering, but then they saw the Jets win in overtime thanks to a returned punt that took all of like 10 whole seconds.
Oh.
So there's a loud roar when Rodgers leaves the game hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah, because everybody thinks, oh my gosh, we're drinking for free.
And the mood has changed considerably.
Yeah, because witnessed what happened.
That is because the Jets just won the game on a long touchdown in overtime. You could take a look. This is the reaction from a bar where people are realizing the bar tabs they've been racking up all night.
Oh, no.
The bar was going to be paying that tab.
Yep.
It is setting in. They are going to have to go to the bar and pay that tab.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And it's going to be pricey. Oh, it's going to be much.
I mean, right? So,
oh, dang it.
I would imagine. I'm sure there were a few that were just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm leaving. And probably just skipped out on their tab anyways. But still.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's the agony of, it's the thrill of victory, agony of defeat, that sort of thing with that those bar patrons especially. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking the bar is picking up your tab when, in fact, it's not.
Gambling for you right there. That right? is gambling.
I know,
that's
for sure.
You're betting on sports.
Yep, you win some, you lose some.
Yep.
All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, we want to circle back around to this incentivizing or is it bribing, okay?
Yeah, when it comes to kids and grades,
yeah, this
specifically.
99.7 DJX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So earlier in the show, Sonia had reached out to us saying that her 10-year-old son started the school year a little poorly, so she wanted to offer up a gaming console to him if he maintained a B average throughout the school year. Now, her husband was like, well, he should be doing that anyways. We shouldn't be rewarding him for something he's already doing.
He called it a bribe.
Right. He said bribe. She was like incentive. So it was kind of a back and forth with the whole incentive versus bribe. I think we kind of all, I mean, there were some that were like, yeah, I mean, he still should be getting good grades anyways. You don't incentivize that or you don't do that. But I think a majority of us were like, yeah, I mean, you know, an incentive in that age category or whatever, that's not that bad of an idea.
A little motivation, exactly. Like, especially if, you know, it's not really easy for every kid to be able to do well in school. And if he's got to work harder at it, this might be some, you know, motivation for him to do that. Now, a lot of people were chiming in. Aaron texted, I don't know if they still do this or not, but I remember Chuck E. Cheese gave free game tokens for A's and B's. This is like 30 some odd years ago.
Oh, wow.
That was my incentive because I knew my mom wouldn't let the opportunity for free tokens pass by.
Right, for sure.
Chuck E. Cheese. Jamie said, my dad did an incentive for me because I was going to fail high school.
Oh, gosh.
So anytime I got on a roll, he gave me $75 and he ended up regretting it because I made sure to have all A's my senior year.
Ah, good for him.
See, that's awesome.
There you go.
And then John, team incentives if he's under ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school age, if I went a whole week without destroying my shirt, I got to go to Toys R Us and pick out a game. I got Kerplunk. Middle and high school age, for every 2 tennis matches I won, I got to drive Dad's Dodge Neon for 20 minutes in the school parking lot.
It's all about those little wins, right? That's funny.
I love it.
Good stuff there. Yeah, if you want to see the thread, you can. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. It's all there for you. On 99.7 DJX. Doja Cat kind of looked like a school teacher last night at the MTV VMAs, 99.7 DJX, which, by the way, we've talked about the fact that NSYNC came back and all that
started
fun
the
stuff.
Show.
Right, started the show. I think the best comment I saw
was that NSYNC looked like they were a bunch of dads getting ready to sell you insurance.
Listen, listen. They were trying to do like funny. Coordinated suits sure. and stuff like that. They sure. looked like they needed to be tailored a little bit more.
I mean, yes. And there was another comment that was like, you know what, Justin, Lance, they looked good. The rest kind of looked like they were borrowing their dad's suit.
Oh, no. Let's not. Oh, it's my JC.
I know. We joke because we love. That's what
uh-huh.
it is.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, including our missed connections, where we kind of have a mini one here.
This rolled in at 3 a.m. on the text line.
Yep.
Says, hello. Is there any way you can do me a favor? Can you please announce for me the following?
Okay.
Mr. Brown, I love you.
Mr. Brown, I love you.
Come get me now.
Come get me now.
And we were all like, oh my. And then she says, yes, please. I'm totally in love with him. And we're all like, what's your name? Heather Deneen Graham.
Oh, Heather, we hope you can find Mr. Brown.
Yes. She's like, I have been in love with him since I was 16. I need it announced this morning.
Well.
So it's a little later. Then
when did you say it came in?
3 a.m.
3 a.m. All right.
3 a.m.
Well,
it's
here's
a little later.
Here's hoping that you can have your
Craigslist missed connection. Hopefully, Mr. Brown will reach back out, Heather. Keep what? Us posted.
What can Brown do for you?
Apparently, a lot.
All right. Have a good one. Anything you may have missed from the show, catch up on socials at Ben and Kelly Show. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.